This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Lansing Lugnuts pitcher Kramer Champlin. Kramer, here we are, midway through the season. How are things for you now compared to how they were at the start of the year?
Things are good. Getting settled down a little bit. Just came off the DL like a month ago, so just getting back into it. I took that month off in May, but now I'm here again, and things are looking good so far.
How'd you spend your time on the DL?
In the training room and on the field working and trying to get healthy again.
I hear, too, that there are guys who, while they're on the disabled list, they're watching the game and they're learning things so that when they be their next activated, they say, all right, I've got a new plan. Did that happen with you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we played a lot of teams, and you get to watch the other hitters and see their swings inside out, or if they're first pitch swingers, and more so that type of thing helps you when you go out there, you know, to throw a first pitch off speed if they're, you know, swinging at first pitch fastballs all the time, and to get ahead early in the count and things like that.
Something that I've noticed with you is you don't generally walk anybody. You don't throw a lot of pitches, but you're piling up the strikeouts. What's working for you?
I just try and throw all four pitches for strikes, and when I'm ahead in the count, I try and bury them, bury curveballs and sliders in the dirt, and you know, get them to swing. And luckily, I've gotten a lot of chases.
When you've got two strikes on a right-handed batter, what do you go to?
Whatever Carlos or Munoz calls.
Do you ever shake them off?
Oh, yeah. I have some in mind, but generally they know to go to the curveball or the curveball with the slider.
How do you pitch a left-handed batter compared to a right-hander?
I mean, I don't feel like there's that much difference. I mean, you got to throw all four pitches, and if they don't, 25% for each pitch, and they can't guess, you know what I mean? That's just how I feel. It's just more of what the hitter's tendencies are. If a lefty tries to go the other way, then I'm going to try and pitch him in. Or if the righty's a pull hitter, then I'm going to pitch him away. It's more towards who, the situation of the game and who's on, if there's people on base and what kind of hitter the guy is.
You probably rely on your breaking stuff more than the rest of the pitchers on the team. What works for you? How do you throw a quality breaking ball, whether curve or slider?
That depends on the count. If it's early in the count, I try and throw it for a strike, and late in the count, you try and put it in the dirt, get him to chase. But I've just been throwing those pitches for a long time. Since I was sixth grade, I had the same exact curveball as I did now. And, it's just kind of become second nature to throw those.
When did you learn your slider?
I started throwing a cutter my freshman year in college, and then actually last year at Arizona State I turned it into a slider, and I guess I picked it up pretty quickly. So,
do you use it in a different spot than you use a curveball? What dictates when you want to throw the slider and when you want to go to the curve?
Well, the grip's different, and I feel like my curveball has more of a 12-6 break, and the slider, is more of like a 2-8. And so, depending on the guy's swing, if he's trying to pull it, then I'll probably get a slider so his bat head is, just trying to get him to chase out there.
Speaking to Kramer Champlin out of Washington State, was it cold when you were pitching in your younger days?
Yeah, sometimes. But the summers are pretty good up in Washington, so.
Then you go down to Arizona State University. Did it take you a little bit to become accustomed to the heat a little?
Yeah, I was. It gets really hot in July and August, but in the wintertime and in the spring, it's actually just perfect. It's only around like 90 to 100, great baseball weather. And my junior college was in northern Nevada, so I went from Washington to Nevada, and Nevada was a little hotter than Washington, but then that transitioned into Arizona State, so it didn't make huge jump from Washington to Arizona State, but there was a nice little two-year medium in northern Nevada.
Was there any traditions that the Arizona State Sun Devils do during games as a team?
They are very, very, very aggressive. They stretch a lot of singles into doubles. We have a pregame routine out in left field or right field that we do every game. You kind of just have to see it, but we always wear stirrups and bring our pants up to our knees. There's a lot of tradition at Arizona State.
I've heard that just the college life in baseball compared to high school, compared to minor leagues, there's nothing like being on a college baseball team, especially a good team.
Yeah, the camaraderie there is wonderful. The winning tradition is wonderful. The fans treat us really, really well. The boosters, everybody's just really, just, I mean, you feel like you're in the big leagues there. It's really cool.
Let's talk about your teammates and a couple of your opponents in college. First, Trevor Bauer, who pitched at UCLA. What did you see out of him?
I was pitching against him, so I only saw him pitch the last two innings after I got taken out in the seventh. But all my teammates were saying that he's one of the best pitchers they've ever seen at that level. And I watched him for those two innings, and he was just lights out. I mean, he owned the game, you know.
I've heard that he just does pitching a little differently than you or some of the other pitchers. He's got a different thought process to it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what's going through his head, but, I mean, I know his stuff's good, and he throws three pitches for strikes, and, I mean, he's nasty out there.
What's it like facing Bryce Harper?
Oh, man. I mean, he's another hitter. I mean, he got a lot of attention. I mean, I don't have much to say about Bryce. I mean,
he didn't get a hit against you.
That's true. The first time I faced him, I was a little nervous, you know, all the hype about him. So I walked him on a 3-2 count, and then I got him out four straight times after that. So, I mean, I don't know. I thought he chased down a lot of changeups down, but, I mean, he's obviously, you know, one of the best hitters I've ever faced, and he's doing well for himself right now.
Who is the best player you've ever had as a teammate?
Oh, geez, there's a lot. I mean, through junior college, there was a lot of good players that could play at the D1 level. Just gamers, you know. But I don't know. I mean, I can't answer that because there's so many that, I mean, that are going to do well for themselves. And, I mean, Devin Marrero, he went in the first round, shortstop at Arizona State. I mean, he's obviously one of the best. There was a third baseman by the name of Travis Viner that would just, we called him Hoover over there at third base. You know, he made every single play. He was a clutch hitter. I mean, there's a lot of good players.
Do you still keep in touch with your teammates?
Yeah, some of them, you know, I mean, through time, some people, you know, do their own thing, but I give them a call every once in a while and talk to them and stay in touch with most of them.
As you entered the minor leagues, was there anyone who gave you some advice, said, be ready for this, or here's what you need to take care of as you go into minor league baseball?
You know, I mean, being from Washington, there wasn't that many people that went to pro ball. But everyone just said it was a grind, you know what I mean? It's just every single day you got to come out here and you got to put in your time and your work. And you got to stay, every time you go out, you have to be mentally there. You can't, you know, you can't lose sleep. You got to eat. You got to do all the things every single day. It really is like a job, you know. And, I mean, I like it. I mean, I like that you're just completely focused for baseball, you know. No schooling, no, you know, no girlfriend here, you know, whatever. I mean, it's just baseball.
And finally, what movie fires you up?
Jeez. I mean, I like Gladiator. That's a good movie. Saving Private Ryan's a good movie. I mean, I don't know. There's a lot of good movies.
Kramer, Champlin, Lansing, Lugnuts pitcher, thank you very much
thank
for your time.
You very much.
I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strasser. This is Lugnuts Baseball on Big Country 92.1.